Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Live from the ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios, this is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Back into Gregeth and Hooks. Hey, I got a question for you, Willie J, before we get into what's trending at 10. And I hope you saw this, and if you didn't, then this might not go well. I saw this thing yesterday about how, I want to say it was all over Twitter, and I think the Omaha World Herald tweeted something about it. They said you're not a millennial if you don't know who, and then it was some artist, I don't know who it is. Never heard of them. They were top 40 artists from about 4 years ago, that all millennials know. Did you see anything about that?
What was the art? Who was the artist?
Don't know. Never heard of him. I can't remember.
You don't remember the name?
It was a weird name. It was two names. You can probably Google it. I had never heard of them. Technically millennial, but probably glad I haven't heard of them. I don't know the music.
Did you retweet it or anything?
No.
Huh. Then I don't know.
I'll figure it out while you're doing what's trending at 10, and I'll ask you if you know who it is.
Okay.
Because I have never heard of this. I don't know who this person is.
Yeah, look it up for me.
It's a weird name.
Let me start this intro, then tell me.
All right, hit it.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending. It started with a
whisper. I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
All right, talking about Antonio Brown. He's been in the news just tweeting like a mother. And I think that's been hurting him quite a bit. But yesterday, he did meet with the Steelers owner, Art Rooney, and they did mutually agree to part ways, meaning he will be traded. But how tough is it for the Steelers to find a team that is going to trade for Antonio Brown? I mean, he's got a pretty rough contract. What do you guys think? How is this going to turn out?
It's going to be, there aren't many out there because I know that contract. And then there's also, he's asking for so much guaranteed money right on the new one, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's putting all these demands out there that are going to be tough to find a particular suitor for him. But there'll be people out there. Don't get it wrong. There'll be people that will come calling for Antonio Brown and try to meet those demands.
Right.
Yeah, I'll give you two examples. Give you two examples of teams that maybe should look at trading their first round pick for him. The first example I think is a great fit is Green Bay. If you're Green Bay, you have enough money, you can absorb his contract as a fully guaranteed contract if he wants it. And then that would give you Devontae Adams, that would give you Cobb, and that would give you Antonio Brown. You're not spending the money on defense anyways, which is what you should be doing. So you might as well spend, it would be almost $40 million on wide receivers, by the way.
Yikes.
If they did that.
They'd be lethal.
But if you're not going to spend the money, then you're wasting the money, so who cares?
This news dropped a few days ago, but we didn't really talk about it, but San Francisco Giants manager Bruce Bochy, is that how you say his name?
Bochy.
Bochy. He announced that he's going to be retiring after the season. 3 World Series titles. Any coach that has done that is already in the Hall of Fame. So I think it's safe to say that Bruce Bochy will be in Cooperstown here very soon, right?
I don't know. You had a stat yesterday about that, didn't you?
Bruce Bochy is the 11th. He is the 11th all-time in wins in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
He has a career losing record.
He does. Yeah, it's right here, actually.
How pathetic is that?
Yeah, he went 1926 and 1944.
Bon Iver?
Bon Iver.
B-O-N, I think it's I-V-E-R.
I don't know who that is.
You're not a millennial either, then, apparently.
Who is Omaha World Herald once?
Chris Heady. He's weird, man. He went to Kansas. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Jayhawks, they're weird.
Yeah, they suck.
So, yeah, legendary coach. He'll be retiring after the season.
One title, maybe?
Three.
He has three titles, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
He has three, which is pretty good.
Which is a lot. Also lost a ton of games. I mean, like, Ned Yost for the Royals has a weird career because... Overall, not a good manager. Did win a World Series in Kansas City.
Right. This news broke a couple days ago. Kevin Garnett was in an interview with Yahoo, and he said that the 2000 Olympics basketball team had a $1 million bounty out whoever could dunk on Yao Ming.
That's awesome.
And no one did it. No one was able to dunk on him. But pretty cool. That's not like against the rules or anything, right? As long as the players were willing to give up the money.
Not in the Olympics. I don't know if you can... I don't know if you can, if you could just do that in general. Like you get in trouble for that.
Side cash.
It's not technically headhunting, I don't think. Do you know Skinny Love? A song called Skinny Love?
No.
Well, how's about Stax?
Nope.
Blood Bank.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Then you're not a millennial either. Good for you.
Yeah.
You and I are both millennials. I think Chris Heady is from Kansas and.
The different
doesn't know a lot about Husker football past Taylor Martinez.
Nah, there you go. So there's this guy. His name is Alex Chu. He's 19. He's a freshman at some Massachusetts college, and he's a lacrosse player. But he's actually not allowed to play lacrosse anymore because his head can't fit in any of the lacrosse helmets. So he's actually just not allowed to play. They don't have helmets that fit his head.
What?
He's got a big head, and his head can't fit, so he's not allowed to play.
Barry Bonds ran into that same problem. That's why he went to...
Did he really?
No.
Oh.
But he did have a giant head.
Gotcha.
What size hats do you boys wear?
I don't know. Any hat. I don't know.
I think I'm like a
fitted hat.
6 7/8 or 7 4 somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. What about you? You don't know what size hat you wear?
No. I buy a hat, I put it on, and I fix it to where it fits. I didn't know there's hat
not,
sizes.
The small, fitted hat? Fitted hat, if it's not the actual size, it's the small, medium version. Oh. What's yours?
I'm a solid 8, bro.
You're like Barry Bonds in his post-life.
I am. 37-year-old Bonds had the same size lid as
he
me.
He did, 8.
Yeah, man, I'm a large, extra large, man. Yeah, fit a lot of knowledge in there, boys.
Yeah. Hey, woo! I think I got a big head, too.
There's a reason why you know so much stuff. Yeah. Plenty of room to keep statistics in there.
So the last story I got
your
for
head
you guys.
Is I have not seen a 6?
6 7/8.
No way! Mm-hmm. I thought 7 was like the minimum requirement for being a regular size adult.
Baseball players.
Really?
Hmm?
Wow. Here, can I try to put your hat on? Don't move it. Here, let me see it.
Yeah, it's this is like a small medium. That's
a
stretchy one, though.
Check this out.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
No, man.
That'll hurt your head.
I got a giant noggin. I can't help it. It's what it is. Go ahead.
All right. So the last story I got. So
I'm not mad about it.
Former Minnesota coach Jerry Kill went on a radio show this morning.
Nice.
He absolutely sent a big fleck you to PJ Fleck.
Did he? Good for him.
Absolutely ripped him. Basically saying how he's super selfish, and ever since he left Western Michigan, he's been all about himself and not about his players. He was asked if he's still going to root for the Gophers. He said, yeah, I'm still going to root for him. Do I enjoy watching Fleck run up and down the sideline? I don't. Do I think he's about the players? No, he's about himself.
That's right.
You can't tell me. You've watched him. You listen to his interview. You think he thinks about the players? So he compares him to Jimbo Fisher going to A&M from Florida State. So what do you think about that? It's kind of awkward when a past, you know, coach who was really beloved by that fan base is now torching Minnesota.
I like it, and I like that Jerry Kill just like burned down the whole building.
Literally.
Like, he's fine with it. And I love what he said. I agree with him. PJ Fleck is amongst the most annoying coaches in all of college football.
Yeah.
Like, he ranks right up there. I told you about the time Foreman was on our show, and he talked about how he ran into PJ Fleck at the Super Bowl, and he put his hand out and said, how are you? And PJ Fleck, all suited up, there at a casual party, he's all suited up,
yep.
And he goes, I'm elite.
Elite.
I'm elite.
I'm elite.
And then he runs up and down. Man, it's all about him. Like, he, look, if he'll just admit that it's all about him and he's got charisma and he gets kids there. He admits it's all about him and he's putting on a show so he can move up in life. That's fine. But the part that really makes me mad, it's like when Bo Pelini was here and like he would sit here and what he'd say publicly was his motivation. And then what it really was something completely different and mm-hmm. actually on the opposite side of things. That is frustrating. That's annoying to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like PJ Fleck.
No, I don't like him.
I don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
All his antics, you can tell they're wearing off real quick. They're wearing off real quick.
He's not a good coach.
What they all say, like, you said this, but they take his name, the name's off the back, and they put his, like, little row the boat or mm-hmm. whatever on the back of their jerseys.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I think they had a decent recruiting class, though, this year.
They did. He's getting in players. But, yeah, that's just kind of a weird thing to see. That's all I got. That is what's trending at 10.
All right, you got anything, Hooks?
Did you see old Tristan Thompson back in the news again?
What did he do? Is he on the... Did he get traded?
No. He might be.
He got
traded from a different perspective.
Uh-oh.
So you know that he's with Khloe Kardashian, right?
Yeah.
Had the incident where...
Which one's she again?
I don't know which one.
That's OJ's alleged daughter, right?
I don't know, but allegedly, you know, he had the incident once before where he was caught on camera hanging out with whatever. Now it's been reported that he has gotten a little fresh with one of the other, which one was it? One of the other sister's best friends.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he got caught cheating with one of her really good friends.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
I didn't think he had that good of post moves.
Not a good spot.
A good spot, man.
His career's about to take off.
Why? Yeah. Why do you say that?
Because whenever they dump somebody, they all of a sudden they'll get better. He'll get better at basketball again. Whenever one of these Kardashians latches onto someone, it ruins their careers. Kanye quit making good music.
His last album was pretty good.
Chris Humphries, he stunk at basketball after he got married.
Which one did he hook up with?
The movie star.
Yeah, I didn't know. See, I didn't know he was in the mix of all that.
The who else was there? I don't know. There's been a bunch of them. Lamar Odom. He's been through a rough patch of.
That's
stretch
true.
There. He was Ben an all-star Simmons. Before that. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons can't shoot.
Yep.
LeBron's letting him do whatever he wants outside of 3 feet because he knows he can't make it.
Yeah.
That's tough right there.
It is.
That's a hard world to live.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the guy that's dating the other one that was in the Super Bowl?
In the Super Bowl?
He was at the Super Bowl halftime.
Oh, Travis Scott.
Yeah, he was in Kansas City recently, 2 days ago. Did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. He was leaving, walking off stage, fireworks are going off, and he says, "Thank you, St. Louis, you're my favorite town."
Oh, God.
And he walked off the stage to booze.
I saw T-Pain, he was at a concert, and someone threw a beach ball at his face, and he cut the concert, he left.
Yeah. Mm. Is he the monster on the thing? I think he is. On the masked...
Is he?
I think he's the monster. I think it's T-Pain. I'm into this masked singer show.
Everybody is.
My kid loves it. All because of Bill. Bill told me on the air.
I'm telling you, it's awesome.
It is. I've watched every episode.
You get it now.
How about LaToya? LaToya Jackson.
Yeah.
She was good on there.
She was good. There's a lot of good ones that are on there.
I think Rumor Willis is the lion.
You think so?
That's my guess. Those are my only two guesses I got.
That's it. I
got
to think about who's left.
She can sing.
We haven't seen the last one. It's taped, so we haven't seen the last one. Don't know yet.
You got to call me.
There's some good ones. I think there's some legit singers that are still on stage.
That's a show, man. My kid likes it. I enjoy it. I'm embarrassed by that because I don't usually watch that kind of stuff. Hooks got me into it, though.
See? Good kid show for you.
All right. That's what's trending at 10. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Willie J. One tweet for God say, you're a millennial if you mistake Adam Sandler for the Beatles.
Yeah, oh, good point. That's
just
a good point.
You'll never live that
solid. Medicine. Although I'm a millennial and I knew better. Man, that was a rough day. When you thought that was the Beatles.
Yeah. I know Adam Sandler for his cinematography, not his.
Remember when no, you don't, because it was before you were born. Believe it or not, Adam Sandler once was really good at making movies.
Not anymore. I mean, what? He's not good anymore?
No, God, no. Hell no.
Well, I agree. I love his old movies. I guess I could see, as his career went on, he
was, like, good for about a hot minute from... What, the late 90s to the early 2000s?
I love Mr. Deeds. Love that movie.
That was at the tail end, I think, where
you think
was starting to go downhill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't. Ugh.
So Waterboy was his prime?
What?
Waterboy was his prime?
No.
Well, then what was?
No. Here, I'm going to read you. I want to know if you know these movies real quick. Oh, I'm actually going to tweet out, I think, a thing, and I'm going to ask this question now that you said, gosh darn it.
It's exposed Willie J. Moore.
Oh, relax.
You're trying to get us all
We're going
trouble.
Somewhere else with that when we was talking about movies, Willie J.
Oh, of course.
Adam Sandler. Sorry, I don't have a computer. I have to use my phone.
I don't get it. Mr. Deeds, I don't think that was that far away from The Waterboy.
Maybe The Waterboy is not his best movie.
No. Not close.
Not even. We're going to test you here.
Okay.
And if you say Grown Ups is his best movie, I'm going to be so.
Nah, I never said that.
Oh, I read all right, a ready? Couple. Come on, man. There's some really good ones in here.
We haven't even mentioned Billy Madison.
Big Daddy. Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
51st Dates.
Happy Gilmore. Thank you. Such a good movie. I'm pulling up his IMDb because I want to read them in order.
Yeah. Waterboy, by the way, I have it. What did you say? Waterboy was, by the way, was out in 1998.
Okay.
What was the one you said?
Wedding Singer.
Mr. Deeds. Great movie.
Movie's better than Mr. Deeds. We had this last time. Hold on. I just got to get the film. Okay.
Movie's better than
2002, 4 years later, Mr. Deeds, by the way.
Okay.
The Longest Yard.
Yep. That was after all of that.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
That was not a kid. The only thing good about that movie is Jessica Biel.
Spanglish?
Come on. All right, here, I'm going to give these to you real quick.
All right.
These are all movies that are better than Mr. Deeds. All right, let's see. We'll start with 95. Billy Madison, better than Mr. Deeds. Easy
Way
money.
Better.
All right, Happy yeah. Gilmore, better than Mr. Deeds.
Way better.
Easy money.
Yeah.
Wedding Singer, better than Mr. Deeds. Easy money. Have you ever seen Dirty Work?
No.
You should watch it. It's a great movie. He's in it, but it's an uncredited deal that he's in. Waterboy, better than Mr. Deeds. Big Daddy, better than Mr. Deeds.
I didn't think this was a contest against Mr. Deeds. I thought this was me knowing these movies.
It's just Mr. Deeds is way down the list. Have you seen those other movies?
I've only seen like three of the ones you said.
Have you seen Billy Madison?
Yes.
Have you seen Happy Gilmore?
Yes.
Wedding Singer?
No.
Dang it. Waterboy?
Yes.
I'm missing. There's a key one here I'm missing, and I can't think of it. Oh, well, that's all right. All right, well.
Hey, I know Adam Sandler. I like him, okay? I just didn't know he was
a hot minute.
Big singer
he's
as well.
Bad now.
He's bad now.
A big singer.
He looks like a creep.
Wait a minute.
Now.
Did you say he was a big singer?
No. He is. Did you not? He had a massive hit for the Jewish
I know that song. It was a Christmas song.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
That might be the best one, and it's not even about Christmas.
Dude, Hanukkah.
Yeah. A Hanukkah song. This is good stuff. All right, we'll take a really quick break, come back, and let's get into some... this is ESPN Radio. Let's talk Duke, North Carolina, because that's what everybody's talking about. Hooks, this is going to be your segment. You tell me about the game and what's going on. By the way, Hooks is so mad because Duke people have been tweeting him all day. Look how uptight he's getting.
Just what happens. That's the way they are. It's the way they act.
Poor Hooksy.
I'm good. I go dark. I don't talk or tweet about the game. I'll
you
talk
go zero dark 23?
I do. I will talk a little bit about today. But
you're like
no
LeBron James?
Nothing. I go dark. I do. That's what I do. Every one of these games.
All right, next segment, he is giving us a prediction on this
game.
No,
I'm not. I won't predict.
You said you were going to do all this for the radio.
I might. We'll see.
All right, back after this.